This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Isaiah Stanback's coming up at 5 o'clock, DallasCowboys.com. Working on the NFL Network's Good Morning Football this week, so that's been cool to see. Okay, the Mets just got out of a little bit of a jam. Had Ducks on the pond there, threatening to score. The Dodgers were in the top of the second inning. But they get an out there, and now they go to the bottom of the second, up 3-1. The Mets lead the Dodgers here in Game 3 of the NLCS. Tonight, and Yankees Guardians a little bit later on. Okay, I have for you here breaking down the Cowboys' biggest flaws and the chances of correcting them. We start with pass defense. The Cowboys are only giving up 213 yards passing per game, 16th in the league. Misleading stat.
People running the ball.
Yeah, they're giving up 7.9 yards per pass attempt. That's seventh worst in the NFL. They're also giving up 143 rushing yards per game, which is the eighth worst. But just on the pass defense, with getting Bland healthy, with Micah Parsons eventually coming back here.
That's your hope.
Do you think the pass defense could be actually good on a per-play basis?
Yeah, they're going to need to get some people in some third-down situations. That's been a big, big problem, you know. And they really haven't had, the pass rush hasn't been there, but like I said, they haven't been able to get people in some long yarded situations. I do think it will improve. I said it earlier, I worry about Diggs, but having Bland back, I think Carson, trying to get him going so this isn't a lost season for him. You know, he needs to stay healthy and play as many of these games as he can. You continue to get pretty nice play from Jordan Lewis. You know, and it would be nice to have Kendricks back because he helps you a little bit in coverage underneath. So, you know, they've got a lot of, as Stephen Jones likes to say, a lot of moving parts they got to deal with.
Pass defense, Wolchuk, how much better? Do you have hopes for it?
Yeah, I think
pieces are there.
Yeah, I mean, the health of it, obviously. I mean, Diggs is a guy that, coverage-wise, that's been his strength throughout his career. He's a ball hawk. Getting Bland back healthy, that should help. I'd assume that Diggs will get better the further he's removed from the injury. Same thing we saw from Tony Pollard last year. The physical nature of it, tackling, that's something that needs to be a prideful thing. We know that he's capable of doing it. He had a game-winning stick against Cincinnati a couple of years ago.
Threw him back-to-back.
Yeah, last year before the injury, he had a big hit that resulted in a fumble. It seemed like he had kind of turned the corner there a little bit with people calling him out on the toughness. I think Diggs will get better as the season goes on. The Bland stuff, Jordan Lewis obviously playing really well, and Kalen Carson as a rookie should get better. The safeties I'm a little bit nervous about. Like we talked about Malik Hooker, you're dropping picks left and right when they hit you in the hands. Donovan Wilson, physical player, not the best cover guy. Doesn't seem like they want to play Wanye Thomas, Marquise Bell a ton. Safeties, I don't know. But the corners, I do think, will get better as the season goes on.
How about the rush defense? An issue when Dan Quinn was the DC, and we'd hope that Mike Zimmer could help fix things. But, you know, if you just ignore the Steelers and Giants game, it looks like the worst run defense in the NFL. And that's where it would rank if you eliminate those games, which I think is fair to do because those just aren't credible NFL offenses that you got to face in week 3 and 4.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's been bad. Mike would be the first to admit it, you know, and even if you say, well, he's been down some guys. Hey, even when they've had guys healthy, they've been not very good at it. And I really did believe that they were going to be more buttoned up. I didn't think they were going to give up these explosive plays the way they have. It's just been a big, big problem for them.
Now, Dak and CeeDee, let's imagine that's the next thing, you know, chances of it being fixed. Imagine that maybe they don't have the best relationship. I don't think that matters. You know, even if you want to say CeeDee's body language, his facial expressions, his mom's Twitter account, that's an accurate reflection of how he feels about the quarterback. We've seen them have tremendous success. On a team with so many players, you're going to have a lot of people that aren't the best of friends. It doesn't matter. It's about doing your job in professional sports, you know, not being a best buddies with everybody. And maybe that matters more at an amateur level. But, you know, I'm not too worried about this one. But, you know, I think it's to be seen if CD is toxic enough to actually make it a problem. Up to this point in their careers, it hasn't been a problem, you know. But we saw CD's toxic on draft night, you know. You don't have to see anything else than the way he snatched that phone and looked at his girlfriend to know, okay, this guy will bring some toxicity to a relationship. And I feel like since the playoff game last year, we have seen that play out a number of times already. But I just don't think it matters, at least for now. Hope not. What do you guys think?
I mean, I'm very confident that this thing gets back on the right track. The red zone turnovers are...
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The ones that are killers. And I mean, we saw a couple of years ago, what was it? The choice routes, right? That was a conversation. Were they not on the same page? They need to take that out of the playbook entirely. I think this is stuff that's frustrating right now. 5-6 weeks from now, I don't know if we'll be having the same conversations. I think this thing's going to be okay. They're both, to me, I've never thought they didn't have a good relationship. CD was talking like that was a big factor. Dak getting done, why he wanted to resign. They were having conversations about that. But when things aren't going well, certainly, you know, emotions, frustrations come out, and CD's clearly not happy with his use in the offense.
You know, I don't know what the nature of the relationship is. I just know that you can trust actions more than words. Yeah. And whenever you sign something, everything is great. You know, players are never going to let you know if there's a bad feeling unless they've totally given up on it, you know, and they're about to leave.
I hear you.
So it's hard, you know, when you see something and you're like, well, it was something there. And then they say, oh no, there's nothing there. You know, you guys are just making stuff up. Right. Well, it's one of those situations where, you know, if the newspaper called and said, hey, we heard that there was something going on at the Fan where you guys don't like each other in real life.
That's true.
You think in any way I'd be like, oh yeah, totally.
That, you know? Brian guy is a pain in the ass to work with day.
It's true.
It's true.
Word one of that and your boss and his boss are calling you in his office like, what the hell were you thinking, dude? You know, this is, we're all on the same team trying to head to the same spot. Rushing offense is a point number four where this team has gone sideways here this season. And any hope of fixing it? I kind of had some going into this last game. And then they benched Rico and put Zeke back in the mix more. I guess, you know, him saying whatever he said last week to reporters kind of struck a chord. And the coaches want to put their guy Zeke back in there a little bit more, which is hilarious to me. I don't know. Maybe they're worried that Jerry Jones thinks Zeke is so good and we need to play who the boss says we need to play. But that was weird. Like, I had hope. Shoot, we got Rico Dowdle here making some plays. And then, bam, there was Zeke with more carries than Dowdle. So what do you guys think about this running game here? We need to see the offensive line develop, don't we?
Yeah, you need to get that going. I me personally, and this would be something I think is pretty simple, at least see if Dalvin Cook does have something left. I would do it I would put Dalvin Cook, make him active, and see for the next couple of weeks before the trade deadline. Because you'll know. If Dalvin Cook comes here and kind of gives it a little jump, and all of a sudden some of the blocks that they've been getting, those yards, those expected yards that we, you know, we kind of always talk about when the metrics and things, if all of a sudden he gives you something, then, you know, you're kind of like, okay, maybe it was him. Maybe this line can. Maybe there's something you can do. You know, Mark Schlereth was on with us last week talking about running the football. Give me one thing you can do. Give me something you can do well, something you can kind of hang your hat on. I'd be interested to see if there's something you can do with Dalvin Cook, because if there's not, if Dalvin Cook comes here and you say, okay, well, he's washed and this team isn't really going anywhere with the running game, then there's no need to trade. Just ride this thing out, save the resources. You know, if you're losing games and all that, but you're trying to run the ball with Dalvin Cook and it's not working, then it's probably more to do with your offensive line than it is with the backs.
You have to see what you have. I agree with you.
Yeah. It's a sad state of affairs. It really is. And, you know, this old school crusty idea that we're going to run it 25 times and somehow make a winning impact by the time we get to the fourth quarter because we've just been running at them and wearing them down. Yeah. I mean, are you trying to win the game 18-13? Do you acknowledge the fact that, you know, in the NFL, if you're not over 25 points per game, then you have a major problem on your hands and it's time to reconsider how much you're running on those early downs? But they doubled down this last time out, which should just shoot the wheels off a lot of your optimism here with this coaching staff. Maybe Mike's already given up, you know, or maybe the game's just passed him by.
Well, and you wonder though, you talk about the give up with Mike, you know, is there now give up in Mike with Jerry maybe going in and asking him to play Ezekiel Elliott? I'm not thinking it's give up as far as quit, but give up of trying to keep the, you know,
boss,
keep the boss happy. Yeah.
I guess if I want this job next year, we're not going to win. I can at least play the guys that he wants. And if that's the case, if Jerry has enough control or enough gumption to go in there and say, play Zeke, I think he's better. And the head coach says, okay.
Yeah.
Then,
well, Mike could also play Zeke and make a point like, I told you.
Yeah. How about that, Zeke?
How about that?
Who else do you think is good, buddy? Isaiah Standback joins us next right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.